guys. Take control. Toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I started the show out tonight with the intention of playing some audio of the Edward Snowden interview, this very hard-to-find German Edward Snowden interview. It's in English, but it was done by a German television production company, a company known as NDR. And or they're also known as ARD as well. But anyway, they produced this great half-hour-long interview with Ed Snowden. It appears to be taking place in maybe his hotel room there in Russia. And it's great. It's a great interview. But you can't find it, at least not too easily. It's been taken down from YouTube. Now, the official ARD channel on YouTube apparently has the interview. But if you don't live in Germany, you can't even see it.
That is so creepy.
And ARD has been enforcing copyright on anybody else who attempts to upload it. Just to test that, because I'd seen the claims. Like, BenSwan.com is where I saw the story. I saw somebody share it on Facebook from BenSwan.com, and they're claiming that it's being taken down from YouTube.
Yeah.
I wanted to test that for myself. So I went ahead and I downloaded a copy of the video from someone had uploaded it to Vimeo, and one of those Vimeo copies has been taken down. I don't know if the other one is still up. The one on LiveLeak is still there, and I've linked to that over on our Facebook and Google+, etc. So I downloaded a copy of this, and then I re-uploaded it to my personal YouTube channel. I didn't want to upload it to the Free Keen channel because I had a feeling they were going to do, they're going to, you know, hit the video. They're going to take it down. And then if they ever take something like that down, you get a strike against your account.
Really?
And that could lead to them taking your account down permanently. So I'd much rather have my personal account get taken down permanently than, say, a Free Keen account, which is pretty important. So I uploaded it, and within an hour, it was gone.
Wow. One strike. Is it the first strike?
That's the first strike my personal account has had, yeah. But they actually found it through their, I think they found it through their algorithm. They have a certain process that videos go through, and if the video matches another video that's in their system is marked as copyrighted, they'll automatically pull it. So it wasn't like the channel was searching for it. YouTube itself did the auto search for this thing and yanked it.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
I have since disputed that, and in my dispute, I basically said this should be public domain. This is important information. YouTube, stop being the enforcer for the state. And unfortunately, I didn't know if disputing it would automatically kind of put the thing out there. It didn't. So I guess there's a process that I'll have to go through, which I'm sure I'll be denied. But nonetheless, for what it's worth, I did dispute their takedown. But yeah, man, they are stopping this thing from going on to YouTube and other services as well. So LiveLeak's the only place where you can really trust that it's not going to be touched, because it seems like LiveLeak just doesn't give a flip about who tells them to take stuff down.
That's awesome, because I was just thinking about how YouTube takes down a lot of videos, and I'm kind of surprised that, you know, you'll be looking for something on YouTube and you'll notice that, like, it's probably copyright stuff. You can't find it. And you know that it should be on there. And, you know, I'm just surprised that more users, you know, who want these kind of things to be public don't just put it up on their channels. But, you know, I guess if you're getting strikes, if you're getting punished and could be banned from YouTube for it, then I guess that's why.
That's exactly why. So I've got the video. And I actually have messed with it to get better audio out of it. I've boosted the audio on this. And I just think it's a pretty important interview. So I'm going to go ahead and play it on the air here. And we can stop in if necessary. So, Ali, you know, if you want to say something, feel free to jump in here. But it's actually a fairly long interview. And he covers a lot of really important stuff in this. And it's interesting. I've never seen an interview with Edward Snowden that's really this long before. I mean, there have been stuff here and there, like a minor statement that he'll make here
and
there.
Well, he's an international hero. So it's not just us in the U.S. that want to hear this. It's people over the world.
Right, and this video is banned all in the rest of the world, everywhere outside of Germany. No one is able to watch this, at least on YouTube. And so finding this video is relatively challenging if you don't happen to know that it's on LiveLeak. So here's the audio from the NDR interview with Edward Snowden. It seems like it was filmed relatively recently and released within the last few days.
Snowden, did you sleep well the last couple of nights? Because I was reading that you asked for a kind of police protection. Are there any threats?
There are significant threats, but I sleep very well. There was an article that came out in an online outlet called BuzzFeed, where they interviewed officials from the Pentagon, from the National Security Agency, and they gave them anonymity to be able to say what they wanted. And what they told the reporter was that they wanted to murder me. These individuals, and these are acting government officials, they said they would be happy, they would love to put a bullet in my head, to poison me as I was returning from the grocery store, and have me die in the shower.
But fortunately, you're still alive with us.
Right, but I'm still alive, and I don't lose sleep, because I've done what I feel I needed to do. It was the right thing to do, and I'm not going to be afraid.
The greatest fear I have, and I quote
That's
you,
awesome.
Regarding these disclosures, is nothing will change. That was one of your greatest concerns at the time. But in the meantime, there is a vivid discussion about the situation with the NSA, not only in America, but also in Germany and in Brazil. And President Obama was forced to go public and to justify what the NSA was doing on legal grounds.
What we saw initially in response to the revelations was sort of a circling of the wagons of government around the National Security Agency. Instead of circling around the public and protecting their rights, the political class circled around the security state and protected their rights. What's interesting is, though that was the initial response, since then, we've seen a softening. We've seen the president acknowledge that when he first said, we've drawn the right balance, there are no abuses. We've seen him and his officials admit that there have been abuses. There have been thousands of violations of the National Security Agency and other agencies' authorities every single year.
Is the speech of Obama recently the beginning of a serious regulation?
It was clear from the president's speech that he wanted to make minor changes to preserve authorities that we don't need. The president created a review board from officials that were personal friends, from national security insiders, former deputy of the CIA, people who had every incentive to be soft on these programs and to see them in the best possible light.
Surprise, surprise.
Right.
I mean, why would anybody from the president or the government assigned to this review board of the NSA be in any way critical of what they're doing?
Yeah, and why do people trust the government to monitor itself? Like, just the idea.
Do they? And they sure shouldn't if they've been paying attention to this story.
Well, I guess it just gives people a convenient excuse and arguments about, like, the NSA to say, oh, well, no, they've changed. They're looking into it now. You know, it's just something so that people who want to support it can say.
Yeah.
But it's just so plainly obvious, like, when you wouldn't, if you wouldn't trust a private company to monitor its own misbehavior, then you wouldn't. Why would you trust the government?
Snowden just destroys the idea that the government's going to pay attention to itself or care at all about, you know, observing itself, and he does a really great job of that.
And why do other countries who are outraged, you know, their citizens at least are outraged by the idea that the NSA is monitoring them too? It's not just limited to, you know, people in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's all over the world. Why are they comfortable with the government monitoring itself? I'm just surprised that there's not more governments upset about that.
Oh, well, there are. I mean, some governments are upset, or at least they want to appear to be upset, when in reality they're usually working with the NSA to spy on their own people. He gets into all of that here in this interview.
But what they found was that these programs have no value. They've never stopped a terrorist attack in the United States, and they have marginal utility at best for other things. The only thing that the Section 215 phone metadata program, actually it's a broader metadata program, a bulk collection means mass surveillance program, was in stopping or detecting an $8,500 wire transfer from a cab driver in California. And it's this kind of review where insiders go, we don't need these programs. These programs don't make us safe. They take a tremendous amount of resources to run, and they offer us no value. They go, we can modify these. The National Security Agency operates under the president's executive authority alone. He can end or modify or direct a change in their policies at any time.
All right, we're going to come back with more with Edward Snowden. He's very well spoken, very intelligent, knows what he's talking
about. His interviewer is better than Barbara Walters.
And this is a great interview. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. 855-453. Though I would prefer, if you're going to comment at this point, that you stick to the Ed Snowden topic. You don't have to. It is still Free Talk Live. But we're actually playing an interview of Edward Snowden. I think it's pretty important. I don't actually think we're going to get through the whole thing tonight because it is a fairly lengthy interview. It's actually a half an hour long.
It's likely this is the first that the listeners have heard this, though.
Very likely.
It's so hard to find the video.
Well, you know, if you're looking, you can find it. If you do a general Google search, you can find it, but you'll click through some links that'll be dead. Like, there's a Vimeo link that comes back on Google that might have worked a couple days ago, but it's down now because the company here, this TV company, NDR or AGM or something like that in in Germany has been actively taking this video
down.
It's
so weird because, you know, Ed Snowden is so high profile that this should be playing, you would think that this would be playing live on every major news outlet across the world.
Right. Why wouldn't AR, okay, so apparently it's ARD, but it's also known as NDR. Anyway, why wouldn't this network want this video to get out there? Why wouldn't they want it to be seen by people internationally and increase the renown? I'd never heard of this German television channel prior to this news. So wouldn't I want to have a positive feeling about them? You know, them
right.
doing this, really, by all indications, great reporting here. Why
well,
keep
I still
it to themselves?
I still admire that they put out this interview and, you know, it's obviously been able to get out and they probably knew that. But, you know, I would assume that they're not able to even do the interview unless they agree to certain conditions, maybe.
I would think that Edward Snowden would want this information out.
Of course
I don't imagine he would have locked this down.
No, I'm saying that maybe even to do the interview, they had to make some kind of concessions
to
with,
whom?
I don't know, countries? I don't know.
No,
the United States? You
that
don't
doesn't
think
make
so?
Sense. This just seems like a really stupid copyright decision on their
mm-hmm.
part. Like, this is only for Germany, and that's all. That seems just doesn't make any sense to me why they would do it. But
maybe
that's
the
what
German government?
Whatever we're saying here is pure speculation. So, ManVenture Outpost, though, before we continue with the interview, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. Visit ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. I think, Allie, rather than chalking this up to a conspiracy of the governments doing this, I think it's just some people are kind of this old school mentality of, it's ours. We own this intellectual property and we don't want to show it to you unless you give us money or whatever, you know, jump through our hoops. And I think it's a ridiculous old mentality that really results in negative things.
But don't you think
like
there are lots
this.
Of companies who'd be willing to give a ton of money for this interview?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe that's what they're trying to get. Maybe they're trying to hold it close to their chest in the hopes that they can license the interview out and sell it to some other company. But anyway, we continue with Edward Snowden here being interviewed by a German gentleman whose name I'm not sure, but it's a great interview. So we continue.
The first time President Obama did concede that the NSA collects and stores trillions of data.
Every time you pick up the phone, dial a number, write an email, make a purchase, travel on the bus carrying a cell phone, swipe a card somewhere, you leave a trace. And the government has decided that it's a good idea to collect it all, everything, even if you've never been suspected of any crime. Traditionally, the government would identify a suspect. They would go to a judge. They would say, we suspect he's committed this crime. They would get a warrant, and then they would be able to use the totality of their powers in pursuit of the investigation. Nowadays, what we see is they want to apply the totality of their powers in advance, prior to an investigation.
You started
right.
this debate.
It's a good point because, like, you know, even if someone wants to say, I don't have anything to hide, it's like, well, I assume before all these powers were whatever brought into effect that they would be able to retroactively get this information about, you know, that if you were worried that someone bought some chemicals at Target, that you'd go to Target and say, let us know, you know, what this credit card purchased on this day.
Mm-hmm.
But they still could get that information they might need in an investigation of
yep.
someone they suspected, that it's not making it. It's just making it so they can get it before someone suspected. They already had access to all this information, but they just used to have reasonable suspicion to get the information in the first place.
They have access to even more now, though. I mean, before they would have had to have, as you say, gone through some sort of process to acquire information, a selected portion of information. Now they just suck it all in and they can analyze it in whatever way they want. Continue here.
Edward Snowden is, in the meantime, a household name for the whistleblower in the age of the internet. You were working till last summer for the NSA, and during this time you collected secretly thousands of confidential documents. What was the decisive moment, or was there a long period of time or something happening? Why did you do this?
I would say sort of the breaking point is seeing the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, directly lie under oath to Congress. There's no saving an intelligence community that believes it can lie to the public and the legislators who need to be able to trust it and regulate its actions. Seeing that really meant for me there was no going back. Beyond that, it was the creeping realization that no one else was going to do this. The public had a right to know about these programs. The public had a right to know that which the government is doing in its name.
It actually seems a little bit dishonest on Snowden's part, because he wasn't the only one who's leaked NSA information. He's one of, like, I'm going to say four people, even though I've heard it's more than that. There have been other people who have leaked information about this before.
Were they to the level of Snowden?
No, but him claiming no one else is going to do this, it just isn't true. Other people have
Well, maybe
done
he was unaware
things.
Of those people.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, it's...
You would think he'd be aware now.
Maybe he's talking about himself and how he felt then, right? Because the question was, what was it that led you to do this? And he's looking around and seeing nobody else doing it that he knows of. Nobody in his department, nobody in that he's connected with in the NSA.
Okay.
You know, they all know of the abuses, but no one's speaking up because the paychecks are too good, or they're afraid of being targeted, or whatever. I think he may just be talking about his own personal experience. You're right. There are other people. In fact, I've heard one of those guys is going to be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Wow.
One
awesome.
Of the NSA leakers. So, I mean, the fact that the guy's able to go to the Liberty Forum might suggest that whatever it was that he leaked wasn't as damaging
right.
as what Snowden did.
And that which the government is doing against the public. But neither of these things we were allowed to discuss, we were allowed to know. Even the wider body of our elected representatives were prohibited from knowing or discussing these programs. And that's a dangerous thing. The only review we had was from a secret court, the FISA court, which is a sort of rubber stamp authority. When you are on the inside, when you go into work every day, when you sit down at the desk and you realize the power you have, you can wiretap the President of the United States. You can wiretap a federal judge. And if you do it carefully, no one will ever know, because the only way the NSA discovers abuses are from self-reporting.
We are not talking only of the NSA as far as this is concerned. There is a multilateral agreement for cooperation among the services. And this alliance of intelligence operations is known as the Five Eyes.
We'll talk about that with Edward Snowden here in moments. Also, take your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk. We're coming up.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Are invited to take control of the airwaves, preferably if you have comments relating to the Edward Snowden interview, this fairly hard-to-find interview that, thanks to the very, I guess, short-sighted viewpoints towards copyright that a particular network in Germany happens to have, apparently, the NDR group, or called also, apparently, ARD, they have restricted access to this video only to people in Germany. Thankfully, it's hit live leak, which means that we get to see what Ed Snowden has to say in this half-hour-long interview where he really, I think, does a great job of explaining himself and how ridiculous the government is and their claims, some of the counterclaims they've made to Edward Snowden. He just blows him out of the water in this interview. We're going to continue some of that audio here, and of course, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. The we tonight is me, Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here, courtesy of her show, ALPShow.com. You can go there and get more of her. Now, BuzzBox Coffee, you can make a difference one cup at a time. It's some great coffee, best of the best coffee you may have ever tasted. It's organic, shade-grown, and top 1% Arabica grade. It's also fairly traded. Plus, it's going to save you money over going to the coffee shop as well.
And it's tasty.
Allie endorsed. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Go there. You can get your first pound for free. You do have to cover the cost of shipping, but they're going to send you that pound for free because BuzzBox Coffee believes that you're going to like their coffee as much as Allie likes it. Go and check it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. We're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom. Because when you buy through BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com, you're not just getting killer coffee. You're also helping people create a better life for themselves in third world countries, other places in the world, because the microloans that this company is funding via World Vision, we're looking to fund at least 100 microloans. These are helping these folks start their own coffee plantations.
Yeah, and these third world countries, agriculture is really where it's at. And if you can get a job, doing that, then that can be the difference between life and death for your children. So definitely a big deal for these families.
And the first pound's free. Again, you just cover the cost of shipping. Coffee.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here and to your thoughts. Ed Snowden, the interview from Germany. We're playing some audio from. We're not going to get through it here in this show tonight, but I think it's so important. I might just hold the remainder, whatever we have left over, for tomorrow night as well. Because when Ed, as far as I'm concerned, when Edward Snowden has something to say, we should pay attention.
I agree.
He's one of the most important people to hit the news in the last decade.
Well, the information he's shared has already been so valuable, and at the very least, starting conversations with people and being able to show, you know, we weren't being conspiracy theorists when we were saying the government's tracking us. I remember, you know, someone, like an acquaintance of mine, saying, oh, your phone's on, that means that they can hear us or listening to us right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know, I'm a libertarian, and I don't even necessarily think that's true.
They could do that. Not all phones are recording at every moment in time,
right.
But they
but
certainly can.
But the suggestion is that you're vulnerable to having your privacy invaded just by having your phone on.
That much is true. Let's continue here, and we'll go to Corey, who's listening in Atlanta. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say that Edward Snowden has inspired me to act. I can't do a lot about what the U.S. government's doing. But like Edward Snowden, I can do something. And I wanted to call you guys and ask for your support tonight in my journey. I'm currently 325 pounds. And if I keep going this way, I'm going to be more and more of a burden on the U.S. healthcare system. So I resolved to lose weight. And I've done very well today. I quit smoking and using tobacco last year. And I'm going to do what I have control over, which is to make myself better and to improve myself. I'm going to follow in Edward Snowden's footsteps and be responsible for my society. So I would ask for your support. I'm going to be calling in regularly to let you know where I'm at in my journey. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you to Edward Snowden.
I support you wanting to do what's healthy for you, although I would have a slight criticism in that you feel like what's driving you is that you don't want to be a burden on the American healthcare system. And I don't think that that is motivation enough for most people to think in those kind of, I hate to say it, but like collectivist terms. You should do it for yourself. You know, you should do it because you have something great to live for.
It is a moral wrong for me to expect you to pay for my health care or to contribute to the cost of my health care later. I believe it is a moral wrong for me to not take care of myself, and I am going to be forced to use Medicare one day. They will use Medicare before they use any other private insurance, and I'm 27 years old. And I can do something about it right now. I can keep a moral wrong from happening for a longer period of time. So, yes, for the sake of morality, I think morality is a plenty enough good reason, don't you?
Well, I think we're kind of mixing the lines of morality because, for one thing, you're not putting a gun to anyone's head and saying, pay for my medical bills. You're really not, even though someone else is doing that. Suppose they're claiming they're doing it on you and other people's behalf. They're really not. They're doing it for their own interests. So everyone just acts in their own interests. So I think that, you know, you can get healthy and do the things that you want to do based on that own self-interest. And it's not immoral if you do take money from Medicare or Medicaid
to
pay for your bills.
Okay, so why do you think Edward Snowden released all of this?
I think he did it because, like he said, he can sleep at night now. I think that he felt like, for him, even if his greatest purpose involves other people, that he felt like he wouldn't be able to live with himself knowing that he was partaking in this huge government surveillance program that people didn't seem to be aware of, and that
and
he did it in
that?
His own self-interest.
But... Okay, so his self-interest is to be his life threatened, as you just said, the BuzzFeed article, to have his life threatened. The most precious thing that we have is our life.
Hey, it's hard to understand other people's priorities. I don't know if I found myself in his situation, if I would have that kind of courage. I think a lot of people do just go the route of losing sleep.
That is an act that was done in some kind of idea of self-preservation. I think that what he did was incredibly selfish.
I didn't say self-preservation. I said self-interest. What are his interests?
Right, meaning he weighed the idea of staying silent versus the idea of speaking out, and he couldn't live with the idea of staying silent anymore, even though it may have put his life in jeopardy. And thank you, Corey, though. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. And good luck with your weight loss. It's a big goal, and it's very important. So thank you. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to preserve myself, I probably wouldn't do civil disobedience or speak out, because I know there's a chance I could be targeted for speaking out. I've certainly been targeted for it, and I expect to continue to be targeted for it, and that's okay with me.
Well, this was a topic of conversation at one of the Keenvention talks. Mm-hmm. It was the Peace Roundtable,
which I just put out at keenvention.info this weekend.
Definitely worth listening to. And one of the things he pointed out, or maybe someone who asked a question pointed out, you said that you did this for your own self-interest, that there is a, because, you know, some people were asking, like, are you talking about self-sacrifice when you talk about doing activism? And you said, no, I do it because this is my purpose in life. I do it for myself. But you sort of had to explain your own priorities and what drives you. And, you know, you can't. I don't think that saying
freedom drives me, not preservation, right? So for me, I don't value the idea of drawing breath if I'm going to be drawing breath in an unfree world. What's the point? If all that life is about is just to live as long as you can, even if you're enslaved for that a period of time, I don't find value in that. I would rather have a shorter, freer life than a long, enslaved life, because to me, it's not the life itself that has the value. It's the ability to choose and to be free within that life that has that value. So if there are things that I can do to be instantaneously more free, I'm likely to do those. If there are things I can do to long-term help the world become more free, or at least my little corner of it, I'm willing to do those as well, even if I end up losing my life in the process, because I see my life as connected to everyone else, and that, you know, if I can help the universe become more free, I'm willing to do it. More coming up.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. Edward Snowden interviewed by a German television production company, NDR, and also known as something else entirely. But anyway, they are really locking down this interview. And so I'm going to play it anyway, just because I think it's important. Also known as ARD, German Television Network. They're restricting it to anybody outside of Germany. If you live outside of Germany, you cannot see this video on their official YouTube channel. And YouTube is taking it down if anybody else tries to post it. It has been posted to LiveLeak. We have posted the LiveLeak link on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. So you can get the full video there. We're definitely not going to get through it here tonight. So I may just hold on to the remainder of the video for tomorrow night's show. I might start out the show tomorrow with that. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
And Allie.
All right, let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Though, Allie, you did mention Keenvention. The Peace Roundtable, as it was called, was between myself, Derek J. Freeman, and Christopher Cantwell, who happens to be a fairly controversial figure within the Liberty movement. I invited Chris to this particular event, even though I knew that some people would be upset about it, because I knew it would be controversial, and I thought that Chris was the most noteworthy advocate of using violence against the state, and Derek and I, of course, are advocates of peace, peaceful solutions, so I wanted to have that conversation. I wanted to talk to somebody who really believed in violence on the other side of the table versus the people who believe in peace and see, you know, what came out of it. And what came out of it was an amazing almost two hours. It was scheduled to be an hour and a half. It went over by about a half an hour because people were just lined up with questions. And it was just audience question after audience question after audience question. And for a while before that, we just went back and forth at the round table. And I thought it was good. And of course, you know, people who support violence are going to watch it and say, you know, like Chris Cantwell, he crushed those guys. And, of course, the people that believe in peace will think we did a great job. And maybe there's some people on the fence who might have changed their minds.
What I thought was so interesting about it was that you're used to at conferences hearing a bunch of intellectual talk, which is sometimes easier to follow. And mm-hmm. it's more clear, like, who wins an intellectual debate, you know, who has better information, who seems like they're more knowledgeable. But this was more of an emotional sort of talk that if... where it has that element where whoever you're siding with before you hear the talk, you're definitely not going to change your mind because you relate on an emotional level with whoever you agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very interesting to me to sort of get in touch with what emotions come from which side.
It was well attended, and we recorded it and also recorded every event at Keenvention. So if you've been hearing us talk about Keenvention, you were wondering what it was like, you can actually watch the entirety of it. There are only three more discussions. There's two more panel discussions to come and one more speech from Keen Benson, because I'm releasing them chronologically, these videos.
Okay.
So in 3 more weeks, like actually right in time for Liberty Forum, Keen Benson will be complete. You'll be able to watch the entire thing online. So you can go and watch two full days worth of it. Just so many great speakers and discussions we had. And what is Keen Benson? It's a yearly, hopefully. Well, the plan is to do it this year, and this will be our second year. A yearly convention we do here in Keene that focuses on activism, focuses on the New Hampshire Liberty activism scene, the people involved in it, both Free State Project participants, people who've moved to New Hampshire, as we have, Allie, you and I, as well as hundreds more people. Those are the people who are invited to speak. Anybody can come and attend. But the people who are speaking are the people with the boots on the ground, the activists here doing stuff. And that's what I wanted to create, and it worked really well. Rather than bringing in big-name speakers from elsewhere, which is what the Liberty Forum does, and they do a great job of it, and that's where I'll be.
Yeah, people certainly want to see that, too.
Yeah, and that's where I'll be here in a few weeks, actually. We'll be at the Liberty Forum broadcasting live. You will as well, Allie. You will
that's
be
right.
broadcasting ALP live on Saturday night from the Liberty Forum. And so Liberty Forum's great, don't get me wrong, but I felt like we needed a convention to really zero in on the activism side of things. So you can go to keenvention.info to see those videos there and get your tickets. Somebody just purchased a ticket today, as a matter of fact, for Keenvention.
Wow.
We're only going to sell 100 tickets pre-sold. So this is a very limited engagement event. It's a very intimate affair, and it's also really affordable. It's $40 for a ticket for the entire weekend if you buy your tickets in the early bird price range, and you can get those now over at keenvention.info.
Well, the numbers being so limited, how many tickets you're selling? You're only selling 100?
Only 100 in advance. There will be sales at the door.
Okay.
But I want to make sure we have enough room for people to come in at the door, because people always show up at the door. So the idea is we'll limit the pre-sales to a certain
right.
amount.
Well, if scarcity goes up, the price is likely to go up, too.
The price will go up. It's already been set when the price goes up. It's after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you've actually got a good several months here that you can buy the early bird price for Keenvention. And again, that's keenvention.info. Let's go, and it happens later on the show. I didn't mention when it is. It's actually October 31st. It's actually the first night is Halloween for Keenvention this year, and it's that full weekend. So look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Chris listening in Washington via TuneIn. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I was listening to the Snowden interview. Pretty powerful. I think I had a lot of my friends kind of, you know, think of me. I'm actually, I lean more probably on the left side of the political spectrum. I think I'd probably class myself actually as more of a true, probably socialist. But I think a lot of people on the left and the right can kind of come together and agree that this thing is insane. I have a lot of my moderate friends say, well, you know, I have nothing to hide. There's nothing, you know, like I don't do anything wrong. But you know, then I got to kind of thinking, when you have, like you guys were talking about earlier, this like retroactive sort of enforcement, you know, everybody in their, you know, at one time in their life will download, you know, a cat video, or will download, like, you know, pirate some music illegally. And if the government has, you know, those little tiny crimes that we might not even think are very serious in the big scheme of things, kind of like in China, what they do to shut up political dissidents is they have that law where if you want to move, you got to check in with the Chinese government. It's not really like enforced, but what they'll do is they'll look into you, you know, like where you've been the last, you know, 10 years, and they'll say, well, you moved the last 7 years, so unless you want to be executed, don't go to that political rally, or you want to be an activist, you stay at home. Or, you know, you downloaded that cat video, well, you better stay home. And so I think it gives them a lot more leverage when you leave these sort of tracks. And that kind of scares me a little bit. So although, like, I don't have anything to hide, you never know. Like, if you want to be activist about something and two agents show up at your door and say, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't even think about it.
There are somebody having that happen to them will be a very intimidating thing. I mean, if cops start threatening you over things you've said or done online, that is going to scare a lot of people away from doing a lot of things.
Which is why I think a lot of people who are very open and maybe participate in activism, which could, you know, cause waves. I've heard some people, like Derek Jay, for example, likes to keep everything open. because, you know, it's scary, the idea of the possibility that you could be blackmailed by the government,
right.
You know, like even if they misportray you, even mm-hmm. if you're, everything you're doing online is very innocent, but somehow they're able to draw lines that aren't there to make you look like a really bad person. That idea is scary to a lot of people. And
well, how hard would it be for the NSA to plant child pornography on your
computer?
That's
true. I mean, basically the government could just lie and make it up, and you're going to have a bunch of people believing it just because it's from the government.
I didn't hang up. He dropped off the line. But I agree with him that this is something that people on the left and the right, whatever that means, some of those people could come together on. But also there's people on both of those sides who will see this as, see Snowden as a traitor, and that how dare he, because there's plenty of people on the left and the right who totally believe in the idea of the state.
That's
and that
true.
The state is the highest order, and that therefore anything that threatens the power of the state, like Ed Snowden here with this information that he's releasing, that he should be punished. So certainly there are people on both on the left and the right who would agree on punishing Snowden, and on the other side there's people on the left and the right who would agree that he's a hero. So maybe this is creating a schism amongst the left and the right.
I think I probably, like the caller said, it's a lot of moderates who are probably anti-Snowden. The whole idea of like a moderate to me just sounds like
someone who doesn't
have
any
beliefs.
I'll
take statism in whichever form it comes.
David's in Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hello?
David in Florida. Going once. David.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, we got you.
Oh, okay. Hey, about that Snowden interview that you guys were airing, first of all, when that first came out, you know, obviously I realized the government was probably spying on everybody, but that was, you know, proof positive. Then I specifically remember this representative came from New York, totally bad-mouthing Snowden and saying he was a traitor and all that stuff, and he should be, you know, tried for treason and all that stuff. And, you know, obviously that guy should be tried for treason because, you know, the NSA had no right to do anything like that. No one gave their consent, and that totally goes against anything in the Constitution. That's what it was designed to prevent. And it's just...
Apparently not.
It's a bad design.
Well, as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution was either powerless to prevent all these offenses, or it has expressly authorized them. Either way, it is unfit. But you know what, David? I wish we had more time. We don't. Call us tomorrow night if you've got more thoughts. We would be happy to take it then. In fact, I'm going to put mark down how far we got in this video. Only 6.5 minutes through it at this point, and it's a 30-minute video. If you think it's good so far, it gets better. Because he really reveals a lot of interesting stuff, especially to the question of, well, the government says they're not spying on their people. He talks about what spying actually means. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. See ya.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.